Welcome back to our eighth installment of the SBC series, our seventh installment of The Future of the SBC, a perusal of the statistics from a posting by Al Mohler in May on the declining membership of Southern Baptist Convention to below 15 million in over two decades, first time in over two decades. He gives the seventh reason for this decline, or seventh takeaway from the statistics. It's one paragraph. We have to acknowledge the hard fact, he says, that rates of identification with and membership in evangelical congregations is likely to fall even further. In other words, it's likely to fall even further. Why? We're told constantly that millennials will not identify with groups that will not fully embrace LGBTQ plus causes. If so, biblically committed churches and denominations will decline in membership, social standing, and influence. That is just the fact. Southern Baptist churches do not have the option of theological liberalism. We are committed to biblical Christianity and the faith for once for all delivered to the saints. On basic issues of conviction, there can be no compromise. That is not unfaithfulness. I remain unconvinced that we have lost our entire generation, or lost an entire generation. The enrollment in our seminaries says otherwise, but we dare not minimize the challenges we face, nor the likelihood that the challenges will grow harder and the pressures more severe. Okay, I think this is the weakest paragraph he's written in this article so far, because it seems to be saying that seminaries increase and local churches decrease. And I know he doesn't feel that way about the local church, that somehow the local church is not meeting the need that the seminaries can. I would like to just insert here that he does appear to be saying that there has to be something different about your so-called biblical denomination or church if you don't want it to also decline. And I would say that he would probably, having known his ministry for almost a decade now, I would say that his ministry, he would say that the difference between declining theologically conservative churches and growing theologically conservative organizations, churches, etc., there has to be something that sets you apart. And I think that we could talk a little bit about leadership. I think we could talk a little bit about preaching. I think I should just tell you that Sandy Ridge Baptist Church, too, by God's grace, is growing deliberately, slowly, methodically. We're growing numerically. And I don't ever want to get in the way of that. But one of the things I'm hearing from visitors, I'm hearing two overwhelming realities. And I need you to hear me, because I want you to be a growing church if you're not a part of our church. I'm hearing that our church is preaching expositionally, and it's desirable. We do it three times a week here, friends. Three services where we have expositional preaching and teaching. And we also have small groups that travel through courses of study. But I can speak for the preaching, and that it's very, very static and predictable. And our Wednesday night prayer meeting is growing. Our Sunday night worship service is growing. Our Sunday morning worship service is growing. Our small group attendance is growing. And I think that at this point, our job is to find the speed bumps keeping the growth from happening. We don't have a lot of the problems. And again, the first reason that we're hearing back from people is you actually preach through the scripture. It can't be that simple, can it? The second thing we're hearing is that people are shocked at the amount of pastoral care that our pastoral staff serves our members with. We are able to be reached on the phone. We're not taken up with things like mowing the lawn and handling normally committee-carried functions. I can tell you that our church, I have done my very best to keep us from committing to certain things. By God's grace, we will support area Christian schools, but we don't ever plan on having one, at least not while I'm leading this church, by God's grace. We probably will never have a cemetery. We will probably never have a building program, if I can help it. I don't want the tail ever wagging the dog. So, if it's true that theologically conservative churches are losing millennials, and I don't want to lose millennials, and I want to keep drawing the young marrieds and the young singles, then I'm going to keep doing what I hear from people. And again, two things that I can add to the list I already gave you: expositional, fiery preaching, pastoral care, clean facilities and an updated website. I'm telling you, and we haven't even talked about evangelism, which we also do. So may God help us to be set aside as growing Southern Baptist churches if you are an SBC church. Appreciate you listening. Take time to make a comment directly on this recording on Sermon Audio or reach out to us through some other method. If you don't have a church home and you're outside the area, I could recommend a church to you if you'd like, or I could just ask you to visit us this Sunday. The difference is indeed worth the drive. Thank you.